From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. This late-breaking story at this hour, South Korea says a missile launched by North Korea has flown over Japan. We're trying to get more details on that story, and we'll have that for you as soon as we can here on The Voice of America. President Trump said Thursday he's fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported years after their parents illegally brought them into the United States. But he says any agreement must include what he called massive border security. He said, while we're working on a plan subject on a to getting massive border control. He said people want to see that happen. Young people brought here, no fault of their own, so we're working on a plan. We'll see how it works out. The president also on Thursday threatened to take action, unspecified action, against Iran next month. He expressed continued dissatisfaction with the 2015 nuclear agreement signed by Iran and a group of world powers, including the United States. On Air Force One, he told a group of reporters, "We are not going to stand for what they're doing to this country. They have violated so many different elements, but they've also violated the spirit of that deal. And you will see what we'll be doing in October. It will be very evident." He reiterated that it's a deal that should have never, ever been made. The United States on Thursday extended some sanctions relief for Iran under the 2015 nuclear deal, but no decision has been made on whether the Trump administration will preserve the deal itself. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the crisis currently facing the Rohingya Muslims may be the defining moment for Myanmar's civilian-led government.
We appreciate the difficult and complex situation Aung San Suu Kyi finds herself in, and I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity.
Tillerson spoke on a visit to Britain. He said the military in Burma, also known as Myanmar, should take the blame. He said the violence must stop. This persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing that must stop. He said that we need to support Aung San Suu Kyi and her leadership, but also be very clear and unequivocal to the military power-sharing government that this is unacceptable. More than 100 women kidnapped in 2014 by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria are finally preparing to return home. Reuters correspondent Pascal Davies has the story.
Nigeria's Chibok girls, once kidnapped by Islamist group Boko Haram, now celebrating their freedom. 106 of them have been staying in a government-owned facility where they've received psychological and medical care. They'll finally join their families. 270 girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014. 82 were freed in May after mediation by the government, and another 24 were released or found last year. Boko Haram's seven-year insurgency has spread fear across the country. The militant group has killed over 15,000 people and displaced at least 2 million others.
The U.S. Treasury Department has imposed sanctions on 11 entities and individuals for supporting Iranian activity that the Trump administration considers hostile. The action freezes any assets the individuals and companies hold in the U.S. President Trump handed out sandwiches and water to hurricane victims and emergency workers who he says are doing an incredible job helping Florida recover from last week's powerful hurricane. Trump visited Naples and Fort Myers on Thursday. Those are two hard-hit cities that were right in the path of Irma as she moved up Florida's Gulf Coast. There are at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida, about 50 deaths reported in the Caribbean, where Irma tore up a number of islands as a Category 5 storm last week. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of The Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.